you ready?
Yeah, Mom. Yeah.
Okay, so I have my joke.
Hit us, Jester.
Wow. I don't do abuse.
Okay.
I'm not into that. That's not my kink.
Okay.
Alright, what do the mafia and pussies have in common?
What do mafias and pussies have in common?
Do you want me to say it again?
Bitch, I say it out loud so that way I know what I'm fucking saying.
Okay. Do you want the phonetic spelling?
They both chase tail.
Ha, that was good. But not right.
What is it?
So close, but yeah, so far.
Close with no cigar.
No cigar. And the mafia loves cigars. I don't know, I'm not in the mafia. One slip of the tongue, and you're in deep shit. Do you get it?
Yeah, I do get it. That was a long answer.
That wasn't a long answer, that was a short answer.
No, one slip of the tongue and you're in deep shit.
Do you get it?
Yes, I get it, bitch, because if you...
Do you want to do another one?
If you pop off at a mafia member, they're going to slit your throat. But if you're licking some vagine and you got a really long tongue, you're going to taste a little chocolate. I get the joke.
We love a dirty Sanchez.
We love a dirty smeared on my upper lip, baby.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more just because that was a little bit difficult. It was too many syllables. I didn't want to stress you out.
Last time I checked, I'm the one who's the speller here, not you, but it's fine.
I've never admitted to that. I would never admit to that, ever. Okay, ready?
Hit
joke
us.
Number two.
Hit it.
Why does Santa Claus have such a big sack?
Ew. That word is disgusting. He has a lot of kids.
He only comes once a year.
That's so gross. I don't like that word, sack. Ew, can you imagine somebody said that to you? Imagine somebody on Grindr text you that.
I'm pretty sure somebody has.
I'm sure.
And I'm like, ew.
What up, baby? Wanna come empty my sack of kids? Ew, I hate people call their cum kids.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You wanna swallow my kids? Bitch,
I'm into
what?
It. I'll be like, yes. Aw, oh, that's so romantic.
What the fuck? Is this Hansel and Gretel? Absolutely not.
I mean, somebody has to be a cannibal. Didn't Kesha write something about that?
She did write not about that, but she did write a song called Cannibal.
Cannibal.
Yes.
I am a... How does it go?
I haven't heard that song in a minute. So I don't know.
The only time I ever heard it was in your car.
Such a good song. So.
Yes.
New week.
New me.
New week, new me.
New month.
New week. Ooh, new week, new month.
America turns another year older.
Yeah.
She does.
America.
America. I am American. 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 I am American.
Not this.
Thank you, RuPaul.
How was your fourth?
I slept.
Yes.
I worked an event.
Yes.
And then that was really it.
Yes.
It was very good just to like chill. Just been chilling.
Yeah.
Staying low-key.
Low-key.
Low-key, low-key, low-key. What did you do?
I ate.
Mm-hmm.
And I binge-watched Stranger Things for 7 hours.
You missed the last episode, though.
I had to watch it. I couldn't fathom staying up at 1 a.m. That's so late.
That's a long time.
It is. It's like, it's time for me to go
anything
to bed.
Anything past, like, 10 o'clock is late, okay?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go out and pay money to see a fireworks show to help build the capitalism of America. You know,
she
the land of the free.
But you gotta pay. Know?
I mean, we're celebrating Independence Day, but who's really independent? Who got their independence? Okay. I'm not gonna go there.
Spill the tea. You might as well.
This country was built. Oh, never mind. We can keep going. Anyway, so yeah, that's what
no,
I did.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Stranger Things 3 is great. You guys should all catch up while you can.
I mean, it's on Netflix for a little bit.
It's on Netflix forever. It's a Netflix show.
If you paid attention to Netflix, it now tells you on certain movies when they're going to be leaving.
Yeah.
That's, like, new.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody makes a list every fucking month, so.
Well, somebody makes a list, but, like, now on the app, it tells you on the very bottom, like, oh, I'm only here until, like, so-and-so day.
Yeah. Available until.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Do you want to know why that's happening?
Because everybody's making their own subscription services.
Streaming services. So I think, like, Netflix is doing it to be, like... Because once all those, like, subscription services go out, they're going to be taken off of Netflix and onto their, like, respective owners.
Which isn't going to work. Because nobody wants to have all these different subscription services. Like...
Why am I going to have one for Disney? Why am I going to have one for Apple? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I don't like Disney like that. There's a few movies on Disney that I actually would like or watch.
Well, I guess they have all the
Avengers and stuff. So,
I have all of them on VHS. Hello? Am I going to ever watch them? Probably not, because I don't have a VHS.
So that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
I don't see.
We don't do that.
That's a dinosaur.
Those are gone. Those are fossil.
Fossils. So what do you want to hit us with this week, my friend?
What do I want to hit us with this week? So one of Perone's little pet projects that I've been working on.
We love a pet project.
Not really working on. I guess, you know, trying to, like, do something on the side.
Yeah.
Something that's, like, bigger than you.
Okay.
Something, you know, to contribute to society.
Come on.
I don't fucking really know. This is what they all tell me.
Something good for the world.
It's something good for the world. I don't feel like I'm going to say, like, what the organization is.
It's fine.
But I'm just going to say, like, what the realm of it is. You feel me?
That works.
So, Perone is now working with a campaign to help stop HIV in Atlanta. And I went to my orientation. It's great because, like, I learned a lot of stuff. Right. I learned what a pearl necklace is.
You going to explain that for the people.
Do you know what a pearl necklace is?
I forgot.
Did I tell you? I told you, right?
You told me, but I don't remember what a pearl necklace is.
When a guy comes on your chest and makes it into a necklace.
Which is absolutely...
I learned what a bleaching kit is. I thought it was like anal bleaching. It's not.
What is that? You didn't tell me about that.
A bleaching kit is for, like, if you use needles. Like, so if me and you were to use needles, right? Like, if we were, like, injecting ourselves with stuff. And I used it, you would put it in the bleaching kit first, and then you would use it. So then that way, like, no germs got in, like, contact of each other.
But is that effective?
I don't know. Like, I guess it's more effective than just, like, putting in one arm and into your arm. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. I learned what, I didn't know what the difference between, like, a power bottom and a muscle bottom was.
A bottom is a bottom.
No,
if it's like a
there's
bottom,
a difference.
It's a bottom.
There's very much a difference.
I'm sure. A power bottom is just somebody who just loves to take the dick. And a muscle bottom is just, what, a muscular bottom?
So, yeah. So, I thought it was, like, one of the same. No, like, a power bottom is, like, somebody that, like...
A power bottom is a hungry bottom. A hungry hippo.
But, like, they don't just starfish, basically.
I feel like a power bottom, like, when you say spread them cheeks, their shit is, like... poking out.
Prolapsing already? Lip.
Yeah. Like, yes. It's ready.
That's gross.
It's like fucking, oh my god, Little Shop of Horrors. What was the plant's name? What was the plant's name, Little Shop of Horrors?
I don't know what.
Little Shop of Horrors, bitch.
I don't know what that is.
You never seen Little Shop of Horrors, Perone?
No, ma'am.
Oh my god. What was... what is... Okay, first of all, we're gonna have to watch that because that's a very... Audrey 2 is what the plant's name was. And whenever, basically, Audrey 2 ate humans, that bitch is like, feed me!
So that's what you think their hole is like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feed me!
I'm about to throw up.
Feed me this dick!
I'm about to throw up.
Feed me that beefy dick!
I'm going to throw
and
up.
You know how these, never mind, but, you know, yeah, that's what I feel like power bottoms are. Like, they're just hungry.
Hungry.
The hole is seething.
With teeth. Like a chihuahua. But yeah, so I'm doing that. I learned a couple things that I didn't know before.
Cool.
It was weird. They had us do, like, the charades thing to get us, like, comfortable with saying these words. It was, how do you, like, perform this stuff? It was crazy. I don't know.
Charades.
I'm gonna hit you with some statistics, okay, sister?
Hit me with the facts. Okay. All facts, no printer.
All facts, no printer. In 2017, how many people were living with HIV?
I'm sure...
In Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia?
Yeah.
A percentage?
Just, no, a number.
A number? I don't know a number.
You don't know a number?
No.
59,000 people.
Yikes, okay.
Okay, so then in Fulton County alone, how many new diagnoses were there in 2017?
Is it 10,000 or less?
Oh, yeah.
Like 5,000.
Less than that. It's much less than that. It's a lot less
like,
than that.
Like, what, like a M in the hundreds?
It's in the hundreds.
Oh, what is it, like a 500?
You're close.
Six?
Yeah, 651. And then in 2017, how many people in Fulton County were living with HIV?
Am I still in the hundreds?
Oh, no, it's higher.
I'm in the thousands?
Yeah.
Like 1K?
More than that.
Three?
More than that.
Five?
More than that.
10?
More than that.
13?
More than that.
Bitch, what is it?
17,000.
Are living with HIV?
Yeah.
In just Fulton County?
In Fulton County, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
Let me see what else I can give you. This was actually quite interesting. Southern states accounted for more than half of the 38,000 new HIV diagnoses in 2017. Can you name the top five states that have the most cases of HIV?
Georgia.
Georgia's number five, actually.
Florida.
Is number one.
Alabama.
Not on there.
Tennessee.
Not on there.
Southern states?
Yeah. It doesn't count just the Southeast. It's like all Southern
states. Texas.
Yeah. And there's one northern one that, because of how much population
New York.
New York, yeah.
Was that 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5?
Okay, so New York is 4. You got Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 3.
I said Texas.
Florida.
Georgia, Florida.
And then.
I'm missing one.
Florida's number 1, Texas is 3, New York is 4, and Georgia's 5.
So number 2. What's number 2?
California.
That's a western state.
That's a western thing. So now we're gonna get into like who's most affected in the community.
Okay.
Of gay men. Mind you, I didn't make this brochure or whatever. I'm not telling you what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a brochure, but I'm just not gonna even like say what it is, but right. How the categories are divided up.
Yes, into please tell us. Okay, because
this is troubling to me. Okay. I feel like it's troubling.
Okay.
Okay, so gay men accounted for how many, what was the percentage of 2017? Or gay men accounted for a blank percentage of the new HIV diagnosis in Fulton County. What percentage number?
50. Mm-hmm. 40. Mm-hmm. 60.
Close.
65.
66. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a subcategory. That's a category.
That's a, okay.
We're getting into another category. So okay. Remind you, that's gay men. Okay, so black gay men.
Wait.
What was their percentage of, like, diagnosis in 2017?
Okay. You said... So category number 1 was gay men.
Yes.
And category number 2 is black gay men?
Yes.
Okay. So... I mean, who does gay men consist of?
I don't know. It's just there. It's just there.
It's just so black gay men are not in the same category as gay men.
Yeah, I guess. Isn't that interesting? I found that interesting. It gets even better. Don't worry. What percentage is it?
Is it above 66?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's above 66.
80.
Below that.
75.
75.
Okay.
All right, ready? Next category.
Next category.
Hispanic gay men.
Okay.
So, I questioned the group organizer about this. I said, so, of the gay men population, 66% of the gay men, like, that's the whole, right? So, 75% of that 66% is black gay men, and they're like, no, this is a totally separate category. So, originally, I thought, like, it was gay men as a whole, and then as, like, a sliver of, like, gay men in general, so, like, me and you,
right.
It would be, like, 77%. But no, it's a whole separate category. So then Hispanic men are a totally separate category of that, too. So I don't know what this
giant... They identify gay men as white gay men.
I feel like that's what it is, but they didn't... That's weird, right?
That's very problematic.
I feel like it's problematic.
Because you can't... You can't... Like, that's, like... saying the norm is to be white and gay. Like, why are we...
Okay.
I don't... Someone would have to get fired if I was there, because... Like, and who made this brochure?
We're not going to talk about that either. I'm just bringing
this to attention. Not their name, I'm just saying. Oh,
I mean, who made it?
Like...
I don't know. It might have been a collaborative effort. It doesn't say, like, author or illustrator on here, so I'm not saying anything.
I mean, I feel like you are
I just don't think that it was a very
vocal person. So I feel like you have the tools to say, hey, this can be seen as very problematic.
Oh, I did. I said, so we're going back to, like,
Segregation.
Like, and then, I mean, it opened up dialogue, so I'm definitely, next meeting that we have, we're definitely going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not done yet, though. Okay, it gets better. Okay. Did we get to Hispanics?
Mm-hmm, we got to Hispanics.
Did we get to Hispanics? Okay, that's 6%.
Okay.
Did you know, I didn't know that, I was kind of shocked by this category. So, Black women are in this category, right?
Okay.
And the reason being behind that is because a lot of the time, their partner doesn't tell them that they also sleep with men.
Right.
They account for 13% of that.
Okay.
So, unfortunately now, like, Black women, like, they don't have medication or they don't have studies that mm-hmm. involve them, because it's such a minority group.
Right.
That a lot of people don't, like, pour research into it. And as of recently, they're just starting to fund research for them.
Okay.
And then they also have trans women.
Okay.
Trans women, they don't actually have a lot of statistics on. Mm-hmm. On anything. Not just HIV in general. Just in anything. So a lot of it is, like, self-documented. Like, right. They have to, like, self-report it to the health department because there's no money that gets allocated to them.
Oh,
so okay. As of 2017, 1.3% of new HIV cases were trans women. And then 0.2% of trans men were a part of that.
That's so wild.
But again, in the trans community, a lot of it is new and it's, like, self-reported.
Yeah.
Because nobody is funding that.
That's lit.
Isn't that lit, like, finding out?
I mean, it's very eye-opening.
Yeah.
You know? Is this... Oh my god.
It was uncomfortable for me at first, like, going through that, like, trying to, like, seeing a whole new side of society that I've never, like, delved into.
Right.
I was like, wow, people really have to deal with this.
I mean, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, ay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the whole, like, gay men, Black men.
Spanish? I'm not done yet. It's a two-part series, sister.
Okay.
It's a two-part series.
We love a two-part.
Oh, but then we also have, like, subcategories that we don't really talk about, but it does happen in young adults, like children.
Mm-hmm.
They account for actually 20% of all HIV cases.
Okay.
That goes from, like, 13 to 25, which is, like, that's the youth. And then older adults actually past 65 get HIV too, because they're out here just having sex, assuming that they can't have kids. Okay. So, a lot of it is women.
Right, of course. Makes sense.
So, to make, you know, add insult to injury, we're gonna get this better.
What's next? What?
So, part of this campaign, we're divided up into teams.
Okay. Level of team action.
We're divided up into teams, is what they like to call them. Let me find this shit. Because I just fucking had it. Are you taking a picture?
No, B.
What are you doing?
I was sending something.
To who?
To someone who called me.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Where the fuck did this go? I was rudely interrupted.
See, how you don't mind your business? You missed your place.
I was fucking rude. Okay, so. We have ambassador teams.
Okay.
I personally, actually, I'm not even going to say anything. I don't want to say anything. But we have ambassador teams. We have youth. We have Black gay men. We have seniors, Black women, gay men general, and transgender. Which is, yeah.
Okay.
So those are the teams that we're split up into.
Got it. Okay, so how
How do I feel? Like, how does one feel? I feel...
So what team are you on?
Girl, I'm assuming I could be either in gay men or youth.
So,
because I overlap in that.
So is it
more... But you are going to be in black men. You're not going to be in gay men. You're going to be in black men if you were to do it.
So basically what you're saying is white gays will be with gay men general.
Yeah.
And then black gays will work with black gays only.
Yeah.
And then so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Bitch, I would write a letter.
See, to me, like, something like that has a face, right? So, like, or not, doesn't have a face. I'm sorry, doesn't have a face. Like, HIV doesn't have a face.
Right.
It affects everybody. So why are you going to be split up into groups based on your skin color?
Right,
because of your race. If I show up to an event with all, like, well, it doesn't even matter because a bitch can fit into 8,000 different categories, as I've learned today.
Right.
That, but, like, do you want the face of HIV? Like, if you were to go, what do you want it to be, all black gay men? So, like, you're trying to, like, promote this to the masses, right?
Right.
And they're going to assume that HIV only affects black gay men, or only affects youth, or old people, or black women, or gay men.
I feel like that's such a big problem in general.
Is that not segregation? Am I crazy to think that's segregation? That's
honestly, like, how the gays think. Like, you know, like, the white gays think with the... Like, you know, like, there needs to be more, oh my god, what's the word I'm looking for? There needs to be more inclusion with these groups. Like,
that is
when we go out, when we used to go out all the time,
yeah,
we would always see the white gays hang out with the white gays. Oh, I don't like, you know, this, that, and the third. Oh, I don't like, you know, those gays. You know, like, everybody hung out with everybody. Like, and I feel like it's such a major issue, more so with the white gay men, because, I mean, honestly, there's so many more of them, and... I don't know, just looking back on, like, past experiences, white gays are generally low-key very racist and very transphobic. So, I mean, I feel like if you're going to run a campaign like this, you kind of need to be more inclusive. And clearly, somebody is just not thinking, because that's absurd. Like, to tell... You know, oh, no, you're not going to work with the black gays because you're white. And, oh, don't forget, you're a black gay man. You're not a gay man.
And like, you don't know what the gag is that it's a black gay man that's running the campaign.
That's what I was asking you earlier. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I just... I'm
gonna sign up for this shit and fucking Rachel Dolezal this bitch the fuck up. Bitch, I'm going with the white gays, bitch, because I'm white. And then I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm white. I identify as white.
Exactly. You can be transracial. What's good?
Look at my natural dresses.
I was I'm
going to come to the fucking meeting with a backstreet of Nick Carter wig, bitch. Bitch, I'm going to be like, bitch, are you a Super Saiyan? Like, what are we cosplaying right now? But no, bitch, I'm white.
I'm dying.
I'm Caucasian.
You're Blockasian?
I'm Caucasian.
No, you're Blockasian.
I'm not Blockasian.
You're Blockasian.
I'm Caucasian.
You're black, Caucasian, and Asian.
I need to go with the gay men.
The gay men. I need to go with the gay men.
I didn't say Hispanic.
That's why I was just so surprised. They're, like, segregating. And, like, so prior to me becoming part of, like, this campaign and wanting to help promote it.
Yeah.
I went to another event that happened at a different clinic. And it was really weird because I showed up and I was actually the only non...
Person of color.
Black person there. It is what it is.
I mean, how did you feel about that?
I mean, I wasn't, like, really surprised because when I did my research on this,
yeah,
I found out that, like, 1 in 2 black men in Midtown have HIV living in Midtown. So it affects them more.
It's just...
But that's based on, like, income inequality and not having the resources to have insurance and being able to, like, go get tested all.
Right.
So it didn't bother me, but when I came to find out and, like, talked to the doctors that were there, it's, like, a real thing that, like, in the community, the races don't mix.
They don't.
It's like, that's, it's like,
so
very,
rare.
That's so,
and it's not, it's, I mean,
it, but it's weird for me to see that, because, like, that's,
it's
not
so
my,
weird. That's why
not
I
my
get so fucking pissed off when I see black gays with no black gay friends. It's so weird. I've got, like, it's so fetishy. Like, these white gays love, oh, give me that BBC. Like, that's why I will never date someone who only has one race of friends, because that just makes me so upset. Like, bitch, there's so many other things out there. Like,
there is.
Go make friends with other people that are not like you.
And there's, you can learn so much.
You can learn so much from different people's cultures and their backgrounds. Like, that's why whenever I'm, like, looking, like, you know.
You'd be like, oh, ma'am.
You don't have any black friends? Oh, you don't have any white friends? Oh, you don't have any Spanish friends? Oh, okay, no.
Gotta go.
Like, no, gotta go. Deuces. Like, no.
Can't be trusted.
Like, get your head out of your ass and go and make some real fucking connections.
So, that was very interesting. This was just, like, this month has been a very eye-opening experience of just, yeah, like, being through all this other thing. The other thing that are we doing it together? That's actually next Friday, is the transgender sensitivity training.
I would love to go to that.
I need to send you that calendar invite.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Invite. I feel like I can get out of that for work.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a favor. I'd be like, I need a favor. I can't work Friday.
I need to learn. We need to learn.
I feel like I am very aware of the transgender community. I've been to marches, bitch. I've been to this. I've been to that. Like, bitch, you mentioned somebody in front of me, I'm going to whoop your ass. Or call the cops or tase you.
I still want to know.
I would never call the cops, but... Yeah, of course you want to know. I mean, it's something everybody should know. Like,
I mean, it's part of society. You might as well learn about it.
People are so just not sensitive when speaking about transgender issues or speaking to a transgender person, period. Like,
because they don't
respect
it.
You never know who you're talking to. Like, somebody could be, you could be making fun of a trans person to a trans person.
And they're just sitting there like, bitch, I am trans.
Hello? Like, mm-hmm. I'm actually transgender, sir.
Thank you. Ma'am.
Like, idiot.
So I think that's exciting. I think a lot of things that are going on right now are really exciting. Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is crazy. So that has been, like, one of the big things that I, like, didn't want to talk about that I've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to an event next week for Comic-Con.
Comic-Con's coming here already?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Right? Isn't that crazy? Doing that. Oh, yeah, my job is expanding into Orlando.
So you're going to be a traveling bitch.
She's going to be a traveling bitch, but only to Orlando. So if anybody's out in Orlando listening to us, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Prone's coming at you real quick.
She's coming to a new city, sister.
He's coming to a new city.
I'm not moving, so whatever. I'm just traveling.
Yeah, so don't get crazy, hoes.
I'm going to get the crazy Delta Sky Miles, sister.
Are you going to be flying a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, because that driving would drive me nuts.
She's not putting, you know, man.
We're not putting those miles on.
No.
Piss a little throughout the day. Or have explosive diarrhea once a day.
So piss.
Would you rather pee a little?
Yeah.
Every day for the rest of your life.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. Like a little tingle, like, oh. We don't know. It just comes.
Oh, like I don't have control over it. It just happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather have explosive diarrhea?
But I know when it's coming.
But you know when it's coming.
I'd rather have explosive diarrhea.
Okay.
I love a schedule.
Okay.
I can calendar block that out.
I would want the explosive diarrhea as well.
I don't...
How skinny I would be.
I feel like you wouldn't have an asshole anymore.
I'm sure... Bitch, get the Vaseline because your ass is going to be on fire.
Honestly, what I would totally do... I do this now anyway, so...
You took suppositories up your asshole?
I definitely put conditioner up my ass, but that's okay. Is that weird? I don't know why. Like, you can use it as lube.
Like,
is that weird? You know what's funny? I'm gonna talk to you. Some guy was like, people out here using conditioner as lube, and I was like, that's so funny because I've been doing it. It's fine.
Does it not burn?
No.
Those are chemicals.
I do it in the shower. I'm sure it's not good for you. I thought about that the other day. I was like, wow.
I'm sure it's not good for you. You think?
I mean, it works.
Have you... Bitch, what are the ingredients in your conditioner bottle? Something you cannot pronounce.
Probably not. She still comes out fine, sister. Bitch, that should be sliding in and out, sister. In and out.
I am... sadly disturbed by this this shocking reveal.
It just happened. And it was weird because it wasn't, like, just me that did it. Because somebody else must have done it, too. For them to, like, bring it up in conversation. And I'm sitting here like, wow, people are doing this
too. I wish someone would say, hey, bend over. Let me put this conditioner on my dick and shove it up your hole. Bitch, what am I in jail?
Oh, my God.
I'm not, no.
Oh my God.
This is not Oz.
It definitely works though. So if anybody's listening wants to try it, it does work.
And when your asshole falls the fuck out, when your anal cavity falls out.
She hasn't yet.
Yet.
Jelani,
do not follow this. This idea, okay?
Jelani is really shook right now.
I'm very shook. I just felt like it would burn.
It didn't. She was fine. How did we get on this topic? I don't remember. Oh, explosive diarrhea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, guys.
Yeah, no.
Perron would be the perfect cellmate. The perfect cellmate.
Oh, I'd be down for anything.
Down for anything. Perron would be down for anything.
I am literally, if I'm in
a relationship, I'm sure they're into some kinky shit.
You said what?
I know they're into some kinky shit. They're into some kinky ass shit.
Me? I'll do anything.
In jail.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, okay, let's try it once.
You want to do what?
I'll be like, okay.
Oh, that's fine.
I'd be scared so, like, I'd be like, oh my fucking
God. I'd be too scared to say no.
I would be like, no, bitch. I'd rather have
my husband that's happy. My crew days would have to be over the minute I step in.
Are you fucking kidding me? I would want a husband so quickly. I would find the biggest bitch out there and be like, hi.
I
come beat this ass up.
I would literally be a brand new person in jail. Vanilla, what's that? What do you want to do?
You want to flip me upside down, sideways? Bitch, throw me up on the ceiling. You want to
fuck me like a triangle?
Yes.
That's fine. Fuck me that corn dog, daddy.
What? You're using a fork?
Is that a fork? Okay. Yeah,
oh.
No.
Oh, speaking of, is being bow-legged a thing?
Yes.
But is that like a kink? Like, is that a thing that people are attracted to?
Look,
I sent you that screenshot. I was shook.
People were into some weird...
He was not the first person to say that they were into it.
What is it? Because, like, when you're having sex, you're not...
You know the second person, too.
I don't... It's just...
They said that we're in...
I never knew that was a... But like I said, again, kinks...
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Like, there's so many different kinks I cannot keep up. I want to try any of them.
I wish you could have saw my face when I read that text message.
I would have gagged.
I was like... I was like, this is real.
Bring that bowl of good ass over here, boy. Like, ew. Not ew. I'm working on it. I'm not judging. It's just... What the fuck? There's something for everyone. There is something for everyone.
Yes. Bitch, I didn't even know until, like, it was the second time being pointed out. I said,
me either, bitch.
I'm like, wow, okay.
No, you know, somebody's gonna... I'm gonna run to someone, and they're just gonna be like... Let me fuck you with a...
With a hot dog?
With a hot dog. A fucking chicken tender.
Bam.
Mm-mm. But it's fine.
That's fine.
Anyways.
I went to my first therapy session today, too. Wow, there's been a lot of shit that's been going on.
Oh, yeah, keep going. Yes.
She's been like, she went to her first therapy session today.
And how was that?
It was actually so, like, I feel like a weight.
Awake?
A weight has been lifted off of me.
Oh, a weight. Like,
I have, like, five main topics that we're talking about.
Okay, so you have a plan.
Oh, she broke it down. I said she loves the calendar. She likes the timeline.
We love
the timeline. I sat down in that thing like I ran it. I said, I like a timeline. I don't like just going just to go.
Perron sat down and said, get your notebook out. Get your notebook out.
And I said, before we even got there, they made me write down like problem areas and stuff, which is totally okay. Wrote down problem areas. We did that. And I said, so how are we going to attack this? And he was like, excuse me?
How are you going to help me, sir?
How are we gonna knock through this in a timely fashion? And before we even started talking, we said, let's like do it this way. And I was like, okay, cool. So she got one down.
Therapy helps.
The next couple months are going to be, it's going to be a like months long process.
Yeah, it helps though. It helps. Does.
I cried.
Like, I feel like, because my main issue in therapy was I had a lot of built up anger. Mm. And look at me now.
You still look angry.
I don't fight. I call the cops. I've learned my lesson. I am onto this new Caucasian way of life, and I love it. But yeah, therapy is very... I feel like everybody should try therapy if they're having an issue. Because it helps. I mean, granted, it is kind of expensive depending on where you go and where you live. However, there are things, resources out there that can help, you know, help you get the help that you need.
There are resources. And then they also, you can ask your counselor if they do sliding scale, which is like, if you have a deductible on your insurance, they'll divide up your payments. So then that way it's a lot easier to handle.
Mm, I like that. That's news.
It is news.
Tea.
Until your insurance kicks in anyway.
The tea. I love that. That's pretty neat.
But going to the gym, she's getting thicker than a snicker.
Thicker than a snicker.
She's trying. Thicker than a
snicker. That's good. You're living your best life.
She's trying to, you know.
Trying to get it together.
She's getting very close to being where she would like to be.
One step at a time.
That's what Jordan Sparks said. But yeah, that was her week. Wow, she's been busy.
Busy. Fuck, you're always busy.
She likes a book to a full calendar.
Full.
2 weeks and busy. 2 weeks she's going away, honey.
Where are we going?
She's going to Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Wow. Never been. I mean, I've driven through it. I've been very briefly, but I never actually got to explore it.
It's going to be very hot.
I can imagine.
The food is going to be amazing.
What are you going to eat?
Barbecue, bitch.
Yum.
Tacos.
Yum.
Cane's chicken.
Yum.
My aunt's going to cook for me, too. Can't wait.
Yum. We love a home-cooked meal.
Yes. Yanya.
You never realize how bad you eat until...
You're on vacation?
You go visit family and they cook for you.
Oh, she makes, like, pots of food. She
doesn't just make... My mom's like, wow, mom, you know, I eat like a homeless man. I don't cook.
Yeah.
I eat when I can.
Not just like, oh, we're eating right now.
No.
And I love it, like, home cooked. I eat, when it's home cooked, I just eat it all.
Eat it all.
It just tastes so much better.
Every crumb. Look the plate. Savor that flavor.
And my Nana, her name is Yanya.
Her name is what?
Her name is Karen. It's Kareen.
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 But we call her Yanya.
Yaya.
Yes.
Yaya.
She just be
Yaya, feeding. Yaya, Yaya. I said Yaya, Yaya, Yaya.
Yeah. So doing that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That was a storm. That was a
clap. And it wasn't an ass clap, sister.
No, God is clapping to say, bitch, it's time to go home.
Oh, she said bye.
Not bye.
Bing.
It's cold in here.
Oh, we love it.
But yeah, no. This is a great episode.
It's a great episode. And they're only going to get better because guess what? Perona's back and better.
He's back and better than ever. He's working on his mental health, his physical health. His
social health.
His social health.
Okay.
He's just out here.
She's been out here.
He's just out here.
She's making a name for herself.
Making a name and not looking back onto this new journey.
Come on, Hills, part two.
I need to watch that. Thank you for saying that. I need to watch that.
No problem.
When I get home. So, yeah. We know we're gonna do what it do. Make sure
bitch, I took up the entire time.
We're at 40 minutes.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Bitch,
I love this.
No.
This bitch has been talking.
No. And I talk every day, all day long.
We love it. He had a lot to say. My name is Jasmine Masters. I have a lot to say.
Yes.
But you know, do what it do. Don't forget to rate and subscribe.
On Instagram, Tyler.Perone.
Oh, he's back. He's back on the IG.
Yes.
That ghost is back.
She's good. She's, but yeah, she popped up.
And of course, we have me, Jelani Amir, and the podcast page, Two Gays Pod. Mm-hmm. So, you know, follow us, interact with us.
Ask me questions.
Ask questions. Tell no lies. And we'll give you an answer. Ask me questions, tell no lies, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to hit you guys up next week.
Maybe.
Maybe. Definitely. We will. It's fine.
Same time.
Same time, same place. Ooh, even though it's time. Friday, but Ooh. It's fine.
Oh, it is Friday. I think today is Thursday. I was starting off by the...
4th of July. Same. All right. Adios. Binchos. Bye.